各位弟兄姐妹，大家平安。
May peace be with all the brothers and sisters.
现在小志奉主耶稣圣名跟大家来查考圣经。
In the name of Jesus Christ, I study the Bible with you all.
今天早上要用做基督福音的使者做题目跟大家来分享。
This morning I'd like to use the topic be an ambassador for Christ.
这个做一个国家的代表，一个使者，是身份是非常尊贵的。
The position of an ambassador for a country is very honorable.
如果这个使者被伤害啊，这个就是国家大事。
If someone were to injure the ambassador, it is an injury done to the country that he represents.
这是为什么最近当美国的利比亚大使被杀之后，这个就是国家就是一个很大的损失，对整个国家来说，这是一个很大的冲击。
That is also why recently when the U.S. ambassador to Libya was assassinated, it was a great event.
那这个对方也认为说能够把一个国家的大使把他杀了，就是他们很大的胜利。
At the same time, the Libyan government felt that if they were able to kill an ambassador of the U.S., it's making a strong statement.
当然这个不是政府做的，但是这个就是有一些敌对的人，他们认为说这个就是他们一个得胜的一个方法。
I'm sorry, the Libyan government didn't do that, but whoever assassinated the ambassador felt that it was a strong gesture.
所以在世界上，他们对这个所谓的大使呢，他们有很高的期待。那么，在这个代表本身呢，他也知道他所代表的身份啊，是代表整个国家的。
That is why all the countries look upon the ambassadors very highly, and the ambassadors know that they have a very special status in society.
所以在政治上，在社会上是这样子。今天在我们这个神的国度里传福音的事工上，其实我们每一个人今天有一个特殊的身份，就是主耶稣基督的使者。
And if it were true, and in the social and political sense, today, as we are ambassadors of Christ, we also need to be mindful of our position.
那这样一个使者的身份是要来传达主耶稣基督救人的福音。
And the position as ambassadors for Christ is for us to preach the gospel that will save people.
而并不是去要做什么，有什么特殊的权柄去管辖别人的。
And this position does not give us authority to rule over others.
或者是说我们会觉得比别人更尊贵。
It is not for us to feel more precious than others.
这个使者在神的国度里的定义跟世界上不一样。
And that is also why the definition of an ambassador in the kingdom of God is different from that of the world.
但是最重要的是他所传达的信息是主耶稣基督的福音。
Most importantly, the message that the ambassador must preach is the message of God.
我们现在来看一节经节，请看圣经哥林多后书第五章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书第五章。
2 Corinthians chapter 5.
我们现在请看第二十节。
Let us read verse 20.
哥林多后书五章的二十节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20.
所以我们做基督的使者，就好像神借我们劝你们一般，我们替基督求你们与神和好。二十节。
Verse 20.
读一下，先读。Okay.
We are therefore Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God.
这里圣经说我们是在做这一个我们做基督的使者，当然这个指的是作者本身是提摩太后书的作者是保罗跟提摩太。
Here it mentions that we are Christ's ambassadors, because the author of this letter is Paul and the recipient is Timothy, we refers to Paul and Timothy.
所以他说这个他们说他们是神的基督的使者，是神借着他们劝信徒，然后他说他们是替主耶稣基督求你们，指的是受信者，就是哥林多教会的信徒与神和好。
So we refers to Paul and Timothy, and they are making an appeal. So they're the instrument of God's appeal, and the recipient is the church in Corinth.
所以他现在是他们的身份变成说对教会来说。他们本身呢， 就是要劝人跟神和好的工作。
And so they were making, they were imploring the church in Corinth to be reconciled to God.
那这里谈到主耶稣基督了。
And it talks about Christ Jesus.
也就是说，这个人跟神和好的工作，本来是主耶稣基督要做的。
It mentions that the work of reconciliation is to be done by Christ.
第二十一节，神使那无罪的替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
In verse 21, it says, God made him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God.
那耶稣基督就是那个无罪的。
And Christ is that the one that had no sin.
他替我们每一个人成为罪。
And he became sin for all of us.
然后呢，我们就是因着他替我们成为罪之后，我们就在他里面成为神的义了。
So that because of his becoming sin for us, we may become the righteousness of God.
所以这里说，他说这个做主耶稣基督的使者的是替耶稣来求人跟神和好。
Therefore, what does it mean to be ambassadors? The ambassadors are those who through whom God makes an appeal or make peace with men.
所以要做使者，一定要先了解他所本身所要。做的工作是做什么？
So if we want to be ambassadors, we must understand the work of an ambassador.
那这个耶稣基督，我们这里说是我们是做基督福音的使者。
And it mentions here that as ambassadors of Christ, we're ambassadors of Christ's gospel.
然后就是为了让人跟神重新和好。
For the purpose of reconciling God and men.
那所以现在我们本身要做使者的每一个人，一定要很了解说。这个基督的福音到底在讲什么？
Therefore, as an therefore, we that want to become ambassadors of Christ, we must understand God's gospel.
我们现在请看哥林多前书第十五章，来了解一下什么是主耶稣基督的福音。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15 to understand what the gospel of Christ is.
哥林多前书第十五章。
First Corinthians chapter 15.
我们请看第一节。
Verse 1.
第一节说，弟兄们，我如今把先前所传给你们的福音告诉你们知道，这福音你们也领受了，又靠着站立得住。第二节。
Verse 2.
并且你们若不是突然相信，能以持守我所传给你们的，就必因这福音得救。第三节。
Verse 3.
我当日所领受又传给你们的，第一就是基督照圣经所说，为我们的罪死了。第四节。
Verse 4.
而且埋葬了，又照圣经所说，第三天复活了。第五节。
Verse 5.
并且显给基法看，然后显给十二使徒看。第六节。
Verse 6.
后来一时显给五百多弟兄看，其中一大半到如今还在，却也有已经睡了的。第七节。
Verse 7.
以后显给雅各看，再显给众使徒看。第八节。
Verse 8.
末了也显给我看，我如同未到产期而生的人一般。好，那这段圣经呢，这个讲使徒保罗他所说的有关于主耶稣基督的福音的内容。
This Bible passage records the content of Christ's gospel.
那这个福音呢，就是他到处去旅行的时候跟他的同胞所讲的内容了。
This is the same gospel that he preached to his brethren during his missionary journey.
那很多听到他信息的人就接受，然后呢，他们就受洗，就成为主耶稣基督门徒，然后就建立教会。
Many of those who heard this gospel received the gospel and were baptized.
那他说第二节这里说，他说如你们若不是突然相信，能以持守我所传给你们的，就必因这个福音得救。
In verse 2 it says, by this gospel you are saved, if you hold firmly to the word I preach to you.
我们就看到说这个福音是会让人得救的。
So from this we know that this gospel can save people.
那这个福音的得救是一定要持守到最后，就一定可以得到这个福音所应许要给人的。
And in order to be saved, we must hold firmly to the word.
那所以这是一个跟生命有关系的信息。
And this message is closely linked to salvation.
那从第三节开始，他就说他当日所传给哥林多教会的信息是什么。
In verse 3, it starts to mention what kind of message that Paul preached to the church in Corinth.
他第一就是基督照圣经所说的为我们的罪死了。
The first point is that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures.
在这里所说的基督就是指着耶稣。
The Christ mentioned here is Christ Jesus.
因为在保罗他在传信息的过程里面，他一直强调耶稣就是基督，就是那个神的受膏者。
During Paul's missionary journey, he often he mentioned Christ, and Christ represents Jesus.
耶稣基督的来到人间呢，不是突然出现的。
Christ came to this world not suddenly.
他是神对选民预言的应验，就是神在很久以前就告诉他的百姓说，有一个受膏者要来到拯救他们。
His coming to the world did not happen all of a sudden, but rather it was prophesied that an anointed one would come into the world.
所以耶稣基督的降生跟人不一样。
Therefore, the birth of Jesus Christ is different from the birth of common men.
我们今天大部分在座的弟兄姐妹，我们的出现可能都是有时候都是意外。
Most of us exist in this world, and some of us we were born by accident.
就当然意外是指着我们从人间的角度看啊。
Of course, this is from a human perspective.
也就是说，我们的出生不是说好久以前、好几百年前就已经预定你要这个时候出生在这个地方的。
In other words, our births have not been prophesied many years ago in history.
也就是说，不会有人事先知道说某某人这个时候要出生了。
Nobody prophesied that we would be born.On such and such day.
这是我们大部分人 的情况是这样，我们来到人间有时候是有时候父母亲不小心、就生了一个儿子。
Therefore, we can say that we were all born accidentally.
有人是求了好久，父母亲、努力好久，终于生了一个儿子，也很高兴。
Some of us may have been born because our parents had been praying for us for a long time.
但是也就是说，其实我们今天人的，我们今天大部分的人的出生。其实并不是像这里所说耶稣基督，他是照神的意愿来到的。
So for most of us, our births had not been prophesied.
那主耶稣来到，他是按照神的应许来的，他是来做什么？
So Christ came into the world according to God's promise, and for what purpose did he come?
我们如果看马太福音第一章，
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 1.
马太福音第一章的第二十一节。
Matthew chapter 1 verse 21.
这是主耶稣基督 要生之前、这个神派使者去跟约瑟所讲的话。
These were the words that the messenger of God said to Jesus, said to the father of Jesus.
就是大卫的子孙约瑟了。
Who was Joseph, son of David?
我们从第二节开始，第二十节开始、
Let's read from verse 20.
他正思念这事的时候，有主的使者向他梦中显现，说：“大卫的子孙约瑟，不要怕，只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来，因为她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的。”二十一节。
Verse 21.
他将要生个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣，因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。二十二节。
Verse 22.
这一切的事成就是要应验主借先知所说的话。二十三节。
Verse 23.
说。必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利。以马内利翻出来就是神与我们同在。这一段圣经呢，就是神对约瑟所特别强调的信息。
This was a message of emphasis that God sent to Joseph.
玛利亚，她都还没有娶过来，她就已经先怀孕，从圣灵怀孕的。
Before Mary was married to Joseph, she was with child by the Holy Spirit.
然后神的使者跟约瑟说：“你不要害怕。”
And so the messenger of God said to Joseph, "Do not be afraid."
玛利亚要生了这个儿子啊，你要给他起名叫耶稣。
The son that Mary would give birth to, you must name him Jesus.
耶稣的意思其实就是神的救恩。
The meaning of the name Jesus is the salvation of God.
也就是说，因为他要将自己的百姓从罪里面救出来的。
It also means that he would save his people from sin.
然后他的来到就是这个圣经里面所借着先知所预言的，其实就是在 大概700年前以赛亚先知所说的。
And in fact, the birth of Jesus had been prophesied about 700 years ago in the book of Isaiah.
他的来到就是神在我们人间与我们同在。
And he had been called Emmanuel, which means God with us.
那所以耶稣基督呢来呢，他是要他是神的预定，他来到人间要替人死，要救赎人类。
So God had prophesied that Jesus would come into the world to die for mankind and to save mankind.
如果我们看回来哥林多前书第十五章的第三节呢
？Let's turn back to 1 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 3.
十五章第三节啊。
Sorry, 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 3.
那这个耶稣基督照圣经所说为我们的罪死的。
According to the scriptures, Christ died for our sins.
主耶稣他来到人间的目的是要救他的百姓，把他的百姓从罪里面救出来啊。
For the purpose of saving his people from sin.
要救一个罪人是要付代价的。
In order to save a sinner, you must pay a price.
就其实很简单，今天一个人如果被关在看守所里面，你要把他保出来，你就要付代价。
For example, today, if someone is in jail, in order for you to bail him out, you need to pay a price.
啊，这个价值要付多少钱，就看这个罪轻重。
And the amount of money you need to pay, depends on the level of sin.
如果是很严重的罪，基本上你不能够把它保出来的，连付钱都没有用的。
It depends on the level of crime that that person has committed, and for some, they may have committed such great.Crime that he cannot be bailed.
那最大的罪其实就是最严重的罪，就是要付生命的代价的。
And the most the biggest crime is one that you need to pay with your life.
或者是你的终身就失去自由。
Or lifetime imprisonment.
整个一辈子就被关在监牢里面，终身监禁。
So that crime can be so great that you would have to be jailed for life.
所以他说，耶稣基督的工作是要把他的百姓从罪里面救出来，是要付代价的了。
And so, in order for Christ Jesus to save his people from sin, he must pay a price.
他付的代价就是他自己为我们的罪死了。
And the price that he paid was his was dying for our.
所以圣经才会说，耶稣基督是神所设立为人间所设立的挽回祭。
That is why the Bible says that Christ is the redemption that God has set.
就是他替我们付代价，所以我们今天就可以 不用再被罪刑罚。
In other words, because he paid the price of redemption, he suffered for our sins.
而且呢，是我们还是罪人的时候，他都替我们这样做，我们替我们的罪死了。
Moreover, he did this for us while we were still sinners.
罗马书第五章里面他讲说，如果今天一个人为一个很有爱心的人去死，也许有人敢呢。
In Romans chapter 5, it says that some might even die for those who are righteous.
或者是为一个好人去死，也许有人也可能可以敢做。
It's possible that someone may dare to die for a good man.
但是要为一个罪人去死，这个就很难了。
But it is very difficult for anyone to die for sinners.
但是耶稣基督他现在是为我们的罪，我们每一个人都罪人的时候，他要替我们死，他替我们付代价。
But Christ Jesus died for us when we were still sinners.
然后，现在他为我们的罪死了之后呢？圣经说他被埋葬了。
And it says that after he died for us, he was buried.
那他被埋葬，他这个埋葬的地方，其实连圣经的预言也都已经先讲好了，他被埋在财主的坟墓里。
And the scriptures had even prophesied where he would be buried. That is in the land, in the plot that belonged to a rich man.
我们如果看圣经有关于耶稣基督的这个故事，我们就很清楚。
If we have studied the story of Jesus's life,
你看我们今天有些人在还没有年纪老的时候，有时候都会先准备，将来以后要被埋葬的，要被放在哪里的。
We would understand. So nowadays, we might even before we die, we might plan where we would be buried.
有人就是专门做这个生意的，因为就知道每个人要为将来最后那一个地方做准备。
There are even people in society whose job is to sell burial grounds for people.
也许我们可以选择，我要让我最后是要停留在什么地方，我们可以自己选择。
We today can choose where we wish to be buried.
当主耶稣基督他被钉十字架的时候
，When Christ Jesus was nailed on the cross,
基本上连他的门徒都 都没有预感到说这个时候就是要为耶稣准备一个埋葬地方 的时候。
That time the disciples had not really considered where they would bury Jesus.
当主耶稣被出来传福音的时候，他基本上都离开家里了。
Because when Jesus went out to preach, he left his hometown.
他的家是在拿撒勒，在加利利地方啊，离耶路撒冷其实还有一段路。
His hometown was in Nazareth by the Sea of Galilee. It was very far from Jerusalem.
那可是当时他的工作，他照圣经所预言的，他知道他一定要在耶路撒冷城里面被害的。
But because of his work, he knew that he would be killed in Jerusalem.
跟他在一起的就是他的门徒。
And his disciples were with him.
虽然主耶稣已经一再的跟他的门徒说，哦，他要被抓、被害，然后被杀。
Even though Jesus had told them that he would be captured and he would be killed.
三天之后他要复活。
And that he would resurrect in 3 days.
可是当时候他的门徒基本上不能够明白主耶稣到底在讲什么。
His disciples did not understand what he was talking about.
所以其实他们根本就没有预备的，没有准备的。
That is why his disciples did not make any preparation.
哎，等到主耶稣被抓的时候，他的门徒就四散跑光光了。
And when Jesus was captured, his disciples scattered.
当主耶稣被钉十字架的时候，就剩下一个门徒远远的在十字架底下看着他。
And when Jesus was nailed on the cross, there was only one disciple who stood at the foot of the cross.
哎，倒是有许多妇女很勇敢的在十字架底下一直哭。
And there were other women who were brave and they were standing there crying.
那所以当主耶稣在日落的时候，日落之前他断气以后。
So at the time of sunset when he breathed his last.
那个要把耶稣求耶稣把他的身体拿下来那个人，就准备要把耶稣埋葬的。
The one who asked for the body of Christ was the one who prepared to bury him.
哎，这个时候神就安排了这个有一个另外一个约瑟来求耶稣的身体。
And so at this time, God prepared another person named Joseph to come and claim Jesus' body.
亚利马太的约瑟，他来求耶稣身体，把耶稣的身体处理完之后，把他放在他自己的坟墓里了。
And so this Joseph of Arimathea, he came to claim Jesus' body and to put his body in his tomb.
然后他就被葬在财主，因为约瑟是一个财主。
And because of this, Jesus was buried in the tomb of a rich man named Joseph.
我们如果看马太福音第二十八章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 28.
马太福音第二十八章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 28.
二十八章，我们看第五十七节。二十七章，对不起，二十七章五十七节。
Matthew chapter 27, verse 57.
五十七节说，到了晚上，有一个财主名叫约瑟，是亚利马太来的，他也是耶稣的门徒。
It says, as evening approached, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who had himself become a disciple of Christ, Jesus.
第五十八节说，这个人就是见比拉多来求耶稣的身体，比拉多就吩咐给他了。五十九节。
Verse 59.
约瑟取了身体，就用干净的细麻布裹好。六十节。
60.
安放在自己的新坟墓里，这是就是他凿在磐石里的。他又把大石头滚到墓门口，就去了。这段圣经呢，在记载主耶稣被埋葬的过程。
So this Bible passage records the process of Jesus' burial.
这是真的是出于神的安排的。
Truly, this came out of God's planning.
他的主耶稣身边的这十二个使徒，没有一个人敢去做这种事。
None of Jesus's 12 disciples dared to do this.
那最后这个约瑟出现，其实就是圣经里面的预言的实现。
And the appearance of Joseph had been prophesied by the Bible.
我们现在请看以赛亚书第五十三章。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 53.
以赛亚书。
Isaiah chapter 53.
五十三章。
Isaiah chapter 53.
五十三章，我们现在请看第九节。
Verse 9.
五十三章九节，他虽然外形强暴，口中也没有诡诈，人还使他与恶人同埋，谁知死的时候与财主同葬。这里讲主耶稣基督被钉十字架的时候，是与两个强盗一起被钉的。
When Jesus was nailed on the cross, he was nailed with two other criminals.
人家是一定会以为说他应该就是跟这些恶人这两个强盗一起埋葬。
By association, others may think that Jesus had committed a crime.
哪里知道最后他被埋葬是跟是葬在财主的墓里新墓里面。
But interestingly, Jesus later was then buried with in the tomb of a rich man.
所以以赛亚书他的预言在主耶稣那个时候，他的每一件事情都应验了。
And so this prophecy from the book of Isaiah was fulfilled at the time of Jesus' burial.
所以主耶稣他为人的罪死了之后，他被埋葬。
After Jesus died for the sins of mankind, he was buried.
然后第三天他复活了。
And on the third day, he resurrected.
哥林多前书第十五章，再看回来第十五章。
Let's turn back to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
又照圣经第四节说，又照圣经所说，第三天复活了。
In verse 4, it says that on the third day he resurrected.
主耶稣基督他的复活呢，是一个非常重要的证据。
And it says that it is a very important proof.
他的证据就是证明他是生命的主宰，他不能够被死拘禁的。
It means that it is a proof that he is the Lord of life and he was not confined by death.
他复活的过程，其实在诗篇第十六篇里面就预言了。
In his resurrection was actually prophesied in Psalm
16.
16.
其实在使徒行传，当门徒、使徒他们领受圣灵的时候，他们第一个反应就是耶稣基督就是这个预言的实现了。
And when the disciples received the Holy Spirit, they realized that Jesus is the realization of these prophecies.
我们现在请看有关于主耶稣基督复活，我们看使徒行传第二章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 2.
使徒行传第二章，我们请看第二十四节。
Verse 24.
第二十四节。
Verse 24.
神却将死的痛苦解释了，叫他复活，因为他原不能被死拘禁。第二十五节。
Verse 25.
大卫指着他说：“我看见主藏在我眼前，他在我右边，叫我不至于摇动。”啊，第二章啊，哦。二十五节，第二十六节，所以我心里欢喜，我的灵快乐，并且我的肉身要安居在指望中。二十七节，因你必不将我的灵魂撇在阴间，也不叫你的圣者见朽坏。二十八节，你已将生命的道路指示我，必叫我因见你的面而得着满足的快乐。这段圣经呢，就是主耶稣的门徒，他们领受圣灵之后对大卫的诗篇里面的解释，就是耶稣基督从死里复活。
This is the explanation that the disciples had realized after they had received the Holy Spirit with regards to Christ's death.
因为他是神所特别预定的救赎者的工作。
Because he had been prophesied to do the work of Savior.
他本身就是生命的主宰。
And he himself was the Lord of life.
他被钉死、被埋葬，其实是为了解决罪的问题的。
And the reason why he was nailed on the cross and was buried was to fulfill the work of salvation.
那最后他一定要复活。
Ultimately, he would resurrect.
那他复活之后，他就活过来，他身体复活了。
And after he was resurrected, he was alive.
那所以圣经就记载，他的门徒去坟墓要找他，所以找不到耶稣的身体了。
And that's why the disciples went to his tomb to look for his body, but they couldn't find his body.
之后主耶稣就向他的门徒有次序的显现。
And after that point, Jesus appeared to his disciples multiple times.
哥林多前书第十五章从第五节开始呢，就记载耶稣显现的次序。
And in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 5, it records how many times.That Jesus appeared to the disciples.
第十五章的第八节是说，他首先向显现给基法，就是彼得看。
It says that he first appeared to Peter.
然后给十二使徒看。
Then he appeared to the 12 disciples.
然后一时之间给五百多位弟兄看，就是大家聚集的时候，耶稣突然显现了。
And then he made another appearance in front of 500 brethren.
然后接下来他说给雅各看。
And then he appeared to James.
这个雅各应该是主耶稣基督的兄弟了。
This James should be Christ's brother.
然后接下来再显给众使徒看。
And then he appeared again to all the apostles.
最后显给保罗看。
And lastly, he appeared to Paul.
那 就保罗当时在写信的时候，他说还有很多人那时候看过耶稣复活的人都还在啊。
At the time that Paul wrote this letter, he said that there's still many people who are still alive who have seen Christ.
主耶稣向他们显现目的在哪里？
What is the purpose that Christ appeared to them?
就是要他们去做见证。
It was for them to bear witness of him.
见证耶稣基督复活。
To bear witness of the fact that he resurrected.
耶稣拿撒勒人耶稣就是神所要派特别来特派来世上拯救人类罪孽的。
And to testify at the fact that the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth was came into the world to save mankind.
所以最后这个在约翰路加福音第二十四章，主耶稣他向门徒显现完之后，他给他们讲了一个很重要的使命。
And in Luke chapter 24, after he had appeared to disciples, he said to the disciples a very important message.
我们看路加二十四章。
Let's turn to Luke chapter 24.
路加二十四章，如果我们从第二四十五节开始。
Let's read from verse 45.
主耶稣向门徒显现是有目的的。
There's a purpose in Jesus' appearing to the disciple.
那主耶稣跟门徒显现的时候做什么？
And what did he do when he appeared to them?
你看，我们今天如果说，我们今天如果是去一个人家里，我们出现在一个人的家里，我们不会说。只是站在你的面前，然后让你看一下，然后就走了，你打个招呼，然后就走了。
Today when we visit other people in their homes, we don't just go there and show our face and not say anything and leave.
所以通常我们，比如说我们去访问一个人，我们总是要跟他讲讲话，然后关心这个人现在的情形。
When we go visit someone, we would talk to them to ask them of what they are concerned about, what their life struggles are.
当主耶稣他从死里复活向门徒显现的时候，他在圣经这里看到说。主耶稣跟他们讲解圣经。
And so when Jesus appeared to them, Jesus actually interpreted the scriptures to them.
主耶稣开他们的心窍，使他们能明白圣经。
He opened their minds so that they could understand the scriptures.
然后四十六节说，又对他们说，圣经上所写的，基督必受害，第三日从死里复活。四十七节，并且人要奉他的名传悔改赦罪的道，从耶路撒冷起，直传到万邦。四十八节。你们就是这些事的见证。这里主耶稣特别说，耶稣基督的像被耶稣基督显现的人，就是这些事的见证。
In verses 46 to 48, it records how because of Jesus appearing to these people, they shall be witnesses of Jesus's gospel.
那人要去奉他的名传悔改赦罪的道。
And that these people would bear his name to preach the gospel and the forgiveness the gospel of repentance and the forgiveness of sins.
那这个就是做主耶稣基督福音使者的工作。
And this is the work of the one who would be ambassador of Christ.
所以我们要先知道我们当做什么。
So we must consider what we do today.
有一些在国家上面有些大使，专门大使是专门去做关系的啦，认识一些人，打好关系。
We know that the work of an ambassador is to meet people of other countries to make relationships.
啊，有什么事情要处理的时候，就是由他出面去解决。
And if there are conflicts between the countries, he's the one to solve the conflict.
那所以你看，有时候大使，觉得说大使好像都没什么事可以做。
So to many people, they may think that the ambassadors do not have important jobs.
其实大使是非常关键、很重要的工作。
But actually, the ambassadors carry important responsibility.
圣经这里告诉我们说，我们今天做主耶稣基督福音的大使是要做什么？
So the scriptures here tells us that what we should do as ambassadors of Christ.
奉他的名去传悔改赦罪的道。
We need to preach the gospel of repentance and forgiveness of sins.
然后要为耶稣复活做见证。
And we need to witness for the fact that Jesus resurrected.
所以你看，这个保罗他真的他领受这个职分之后，他真的到处去传耶稣复活了。
And after Paul received this mission, he truly went out to preach.
那所以我们在哥林多后前书第十五章里面，我们现在看回来第十五章。
Let's turn back to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
哥林多前书十五章其实是保罗一直在强调一个信息，就是耶稣基督复活。
Here, Paul continued to emphasize the fact that Christ resurrected.
那这个复活，从死里复活是我们的盼望。
And the fact that he resurrected is our hope in life.
也是耶稣基督他自己本身所做的，然后他给我们的应许。
And this is what Christ himself did, and it is also a promise for us.
所以他当在传福音的时候，他一直强调耶稣已经从死里复活，我们将来也必从死里复活。
When Paul preached the gospel, he often emphasized the fact that Christ himself resurrected and that we shall one day resurrect.
我们今天弟兄姐妹，我们做耶稣基督的门徒，我们跟随主耶稣，我们的盼望在哪里？
Today, as dear brothers and sisters, we are disciples of Christ, and what is our hope?
我们当然希望说，我们在今天在这个世上活着的时候，我们有困难，可以找到一个依靠。
Of course, in this lifetime, we hope that whenever we have difficulties, we have someone to rely on.
因为因着主耶稣基督呢，我们有弟兄姐妹，大家聚集在一起。我们本来都是陌生人，今天因着主耶稣基督，我们变成像一家人一样。
Even though we were once strangers, but because of Christ, we are now together as one family.
今天很多人到教会去，有很多不同的目的。
People go to church for many purposes.
有可能也有各种不一样的动机。
Perhaps people have different motivations in which.
有的人到教会来是因为觉得教会的人很好。
Some people come to church because they feel that other people in church are very nice.
在这里的人基本上都很善良。
And they believe that people who go to church are basically good people.
这里的人都很有爱心。
They also believe that people here are very loving.
所以在这个团体里面跟大家相处，觉得很放心。
And so this type of people feel that they feel very relaxed or comfortable, associating with people in church.
但是有些人他真的不相信，或者是他真的存怀疑说，我们将来可以进入神的国度吗？真的有天国吗？
But these people may actually be doubtful of the fact that we will go to heaven in the future.
有些人他甚至怀疑说，真的有神吗？
And some of these people who may even doubt that there is God.
今天我们在弟兄姐妹当中，我们发现有一些人真的他的观念啊，已经被世界污染了。
Among our brothers and sisters, we may find that there are those of us whose minds have been contaminated with the thoughts of this world.
有些人他虽然常来教会啊，
even though some of these people may come to church,
可是他不见得真的很相信说神就在这里。
But they do not believe that God is here.
他也不认为说将来我们从死里复活。
They also do not believe that we will resurrect.
在使徒那个时代，哥林多教会的信徒就有人不相信死里从死复活这件事情了。
During the time of the church in Corinth, there were also those who did not believe in the resurrection.
今天在现今这个世代里，在教会里面，还是有人不相信死里复活的事。
Likewise, today in this church, there are also those of us who do not believe in a resurrection.
这就是为什么圣经说，日光之下没有新鲜事。
That is why the Bible says that there is nothing new under the sun.
今天我们跟从主耶稣基督，一定要对这个身体从死里复活 的盼望非常清楚。
Today, as followers of Christ, we must have a firm understanding and belief of Christ's resurrection.
我们现在看第十五章的第十七节。
Let's turn back to chapter 15 of 1 Corinthians chapter 7.
十五章十七节。
Chapter 15, verse 17.
基督若没有复活，你们的信便是徒然，你们仍在罪里。十八节。
Verse 18,
就是在基督里睡的人也灭亡了。十九节。
19,
我们若靠着基督只在今生有指望，就算比众人更可怜。这里圣经会这样写，是因为有人认为说没有死人复活的事情。
The reason why Paul wrote this is that at that time there were those who did not believe that the dead can resurrect.
他是说如果没有死人复活，那基督就不会复活，就不会从死里复活。
If the dead cannot rise, Christ also cannot have risen.
那如果基督没有复活，那说我们所信的就是徒然，我们还在罪里面。
If Christ did not rise, it means that we continue to live in sin.
那今天每一个跟随耶稣基督的人也都灭亡了。
And all the people who follow Christ will perish.
那也就是说，那这样子跟随耶稣的人就是只要今生有指望而已。
It means that the follower of Christ would only have hope in this world, but not in the eternal life.
所谓在今生有指望，只在今生有指望，就是说我们来到教会，觉得这里人很好啊。
What does it mean to have hope in this world? That is, it means that when we come to church, we feel that people in church are nice.
我们现今的一些困难，我们可以求主耶稣帮助，我们可以得到一个出路，一个解决。
We feel that whenever we have difficulties in this lifetime, Christ would help us.
对，信耶稣是很好。
And that is why it is good to believe in
Christ. 但是主耶稣他也跟我们说，信耶稣会有苦难。
But Jesus told us that as believers we will have difficulties.
但是他告诉他的门徒说，你们可以放心，这个苦难我已经胜过了。
But he said to his disciples, "Do not be afraid. I have overcome these."
所以虽然信耶稣会有困难，可是我们即将得到世人所意想不到的平安。
Therefore, even though we may have difficulties in life, we will receive a peace that is beyond what the world can give.
那更重要就是，将来神要把我们救入他所预备的天国。
But most importantly, we will enjoy the kingdom of heaven that Jesus is preparing for us.
那当我们要进入神的国度之前，我们一定要从死里复活之后，改变成为灵性的身体，然后进入神的国度，去领受神所赏赐的这个永远的福气的。
But before we enter the heavenly kingdom, we will resurrect and change into a spiritual body to enjoy the kingdom of heaven.
所以，信耶稣基督绝对不能够只有在今生有指望。
And that is why we, as believers, we cannot only have hope in this world.
我们要对神给我们应许这个属灵国度这个盼望要很深入。
We must also have a very deep appreciation and understanding of the spiritual kingdom that Christ has prepared for us.
我们如果看哥林多后书第五章。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5.
哥林多后书五章，请看第一节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 1.
第五章第一节。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 1.
我们原知道我们这地上的帐篷若拆毁了，必得神所造，不是人所造，在天上永存的房屋。第二节。
Verse 2.
我们在这帐篷里叹息，深想得那从天上来的房屋，好像穿上衣服。第三节。
Verse 3.
倘若穿上，被遇见的时候就不至于赤身了。第四节。
Verse 4.
我们在这帐篷里叹息劳苦，并会愿意脱下这个，乃是愿意穿上那个。好叫这必死的被生命吞灭了。第五节。
Verse 5.
为此培植我们的就是神，他又赐给我们圣灵做凭据。这段圣经呢，在讲保罗他很切望的盼望得到那从天上来的房屋。
Here says that Paul is eagerly waiting for his home in the heavenly kingdom.
这里所谓的地上的帐篷跟天上永存的房屋，是指着我们今天肉体的生命，这个肉体跟将来神所赐给我们灵性的身体。
He contrasts the heavenly dwelling and the his body in this world is to mean that he would assume a spiritual body.
这个 earthly house 就是地上的帐篷，就是在地上的房屋啊，指的就是我们的肉体。
He mentions the earthly tent. It refers to his fleshly body in this world.
那所以我们今天每一个人都在这个肉体里面呢，叹息劳苦。
It says that we're dwelling in this earthly tent and we groan and moan.
有一天，我们这个地上的帐篷都被拆毁，就是我们都会归于尘土。
One day, this earthly tent will be destroyed, and we will go back to the earth.
但是我们会得到一个天上永存的房屋，这是神所造的，这个就是灵性。我们神赐给我们灵性的身体。
But then we will have an eternal house in heaven that is made by God.
那个灵性的身体呢，就让我们真的对死亡夸胜。
And this heavenly dwelling is one that we can have so that we can boast against death.
因为我们真的已经活着了。
It means that we will overcome. We will truly live.
从死里复活，死就不再可怕吗？
And once we have been resurrected, death will no longer be fearsome to us.
这个就是主耶稣基督给他的门徒一个应许，也是很重要的盼望。
And this is a promise that Christ gave to his disciple. It's also a great hope for us.
将来我们一定可以进入他的天国。
So that in the future we may enter into his heavenly kingdom.
那神第五节这里说，这为此培植我们的就是神，也就是说，这个改变从地上的帐篷到天上的房屋，这个转变的过程，神为我们准备好了。
In verse 5 it says that God has already prepared for this change or transformation.
那神又赐给我们圣灵做凭据。
He has also given us Holy Spirit as proof or guarantee.
所以圣灵就成为我们得天国基业的凭据了。
And there, that is why the Holy Spirit is a guarantee of our heavenly inheritance.
我们如果看以弗所书第一章。
Let's turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1.
我们请看第十三节。
Verse 13.
十三节。
Verse 13.
你们既听见真理的道，就是那叫你们得救的福音，也信了基督。既然信他，就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。第十四节。
14.
这圣灵是我们得基业的凭据，只等到神之名被赎，使他的荣耀得着称赞。这里圣经所讲的这个得救的福音呢？
It tells us here there is the gospel of salvation.
这个就是真理的道。
It is the word of truth.
从主耶稣基督来的。
Which came from Christ.
我们信了领受了之后，神赐给我们这个圣灵做印记。
After we believe and receive, God grants us the Holy Spirit as a guarantee.
那这个圣灵就成为我们将来能够进入神的国度这个重要的凭据了。
And so this Holy Spirit will become a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance.
这个圣灵要引导我们一直进到神的国度为止。
And it will serve as a guarantee until the time we enter into the heavenly kingdom.
所以有圣灵会让我们对复活更有把握。
And once we have the Holy Spirit, we have more confidence as with regard to the heavenly kingdom.
这是为什么保罗他在人生的最后阶段的时候他这样说。
That is why towards the end of his life, Paul said.
我们现在看提摩太后书第四章。
Let's turn to Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 4.
第四章第十八节。
Verse 18.
提摩太后书四章十八节。
Second Timothy chapter 4 verse 18.
他说：“主必救我脱离诸般的凶恶，也必救我进他的天国。愿荣耀归给他，直到永永远远。”阿门。
Verse 18.
十八节。
Verse 18. The Lord will rescue me from every evil attack and will bring me safely to His heavenly kingdom. To Him be glory forever and ever. Amen.
神必救他进入神的天国，是因为他正在领受神应许的圣灵。
The reason why he can enter the heavenly kingdom is that he received the Holy Spirit.
他也知道神一定会帮助他克服目前眼前的这些逼迫患难。
And that God would Christ would help him face all the different attacks and tribulations in front of him.
他的身体即将被逼迫到死。
His body was being persecuted unto death.
但是保罗他非常的肯定神要救他进天国。
But Paul was convicted that God would receive him in heaven.
在他身上的圣灵成为一个证据。
And the Holy Spirit that was with him served as a guarantee or evidence.
保罗他在谈到这个主耶稣基督福音的时候，他一直很强调末日身体复活这个盼望。
That is why when Paul preached the gospel, he often emphasized the importance of the last resurrection.
所以，我们今天做主耶稣基督福音的使者。
Therefore, today as ambassadors of Christ,
我们要明白这个福音的内容是什么。
We must understand the content of Christ's gospel.
然后，我们到底要去传什么道
？We also must understand what.Gospel we must preach.
那我们所传的道理里面，一定要包括我们将来进天国的盼望应许。
And the gospel that we preach must include the message of the future heavenly kingdom.
神应许我们领受圣灵，让我们更对得救更有把握。
And God has sent us the promised Holy Spirit so that we may have confidence in the heavenly kingdom.
那接下来我们要做神的使者有一些神要对我们的要求。
As we want to be ambassadors of Christ, we must fulfill certain criteria.
我们下午的时候再继续来查考神对这些使者的要求。
And these criteria or requirements, we will continue to study this afternoon.
我们现在唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.